This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hope you all well. الحمد لله. Night number 17. And just a side comment, night number 17, of all the nights outside of the 10 nights of Ramadan, so by far the majority of the scholars are of the opinion that look, Laylatul Qadr is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And if you can't, and you should really do as much as you can over all 10 nights, and inshallah you will catch Laylatul Qadr. And then if you can't do the 10 nights, then the 5 odd nights. But there are opinions that outside of the 10 nights, it might appear. And the 17th is the most common none of the last 10 nights, because many, many great events occurred on the 17th of Ramadan. The Battle of Badr happened on the 17th of Ramadan. The conquest of Mecca happened on the 17th of Ramadan. So throughout the history of Islam, the 17th of Ramadan seems to be a special night. And so, Allah Alam, if we have any extra energy, make a little extra effort this evening, bi-ibnillah, we speak to ourselves first, ameen. Another question, someone asked, is it permissible for a Muslim to make dua for a non-Muslim who has passed away? So someone that was good from our perspective, they were charitable, they were kind, but they died as a non-believer. And we know, subhanAllah, if you died as a non-believer, situation is going to be difficult in the qabr, as Allah has mentioned when Qiyamah. Can we alleviate for them? And we know quite clearly that the one thing Allah does not allow is that when a person dies on disbelief, you're not allowed to make dua for them. Before they pass away, say, yes, we make dua for all the non-believers. Allah grant all of them hidayah. Allah grant them Islam. But Allah says very explicitly, and this was to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's uncle Abu Talib, who had done so much for the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who had suffered and had personally protected the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he died, Abu Talib died on disbelief, died as a non-Muslim. And it was clear that his fate was sealed. The Nabi said to Allah, said, I will continue to make dua for you even after you have died as a non-believer. And then Allah said, مَا كَانَ لِنَبِيِّ. Allah reveals in the Quran, it is not allowed for a Nabi and for the believers to ask Allah for forgiveness of non-believers when it is clear that they are the people of Jahannam, even though those people may be very close to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the Nabi sallam from making dua. This also shows you the difference between the Lord and the slave. The Nabi sallam has a very high manzilah. But here Allah is saying, this you cannot do. And the same, similarly to Nabi Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim's father, obviously we know Nabi Ibrahim's father cast him out. Nabi Ibrahim's father was the idol maker. And Nabi Ibrahim would every day, after he had left his dad, making dua for him, have mercy on my dad. Until Allah said to Nabi Ibrahim, your father has now passed away. So Nabi Ibrahim says, I need to stop now. Now I cannot make dua for him anymore. So, when we talk about intercession today, there are certain categories. In fact, there's only one category where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even allow you to ask Him about this. So, and the answer is, and this is the command of Allah, that when a person dies clearly on disbelief, we don't know what happened in their last moments, that's between them and Allah, but if someone died outwardly as a non-Muslim, you're not allowed to make dua for them after they have passed away. Allah make it easy for us. I mean, intercession. And this comes down to, it segues into our discussion, where on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will allow certain people to intercede and come between sort of them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. But Allah wants to make it clear that nobody has a hold on Allah. Nobody has any pressure on Allah. As Allah says, وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَائِكَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. That there are countless angels who are constantly making shafa'ah, asking for Allah's mercy upon the people of the dunya. لَا تُغْنِي شَيْئًا. They do not benefit at all. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. Except when Allah gives them permission to speak, and to a group that is acceptable to Allah. So, the one who wants to make the intercessor has no right of intercession until Allah provides them or allows them to do it, permits them. And the one receiving the intercession can only be a category that Allah allows to be interceded upon. Like the non-believer here is not allowed to. And so, Subhanallah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we know from the hadith we mentioned yesterday, the great maqam of the day of Qiyamah, the day in which there will only be one man that will be allowed to make intercession. No angel, no creation, nobody will allow to speak to Allah on that day, except one person, and that place is called the Maqam al-Mahmud, that very special high place. And that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I know this is for me, I have to do it. He's not saying, in fact in the hadith, the Nabi says, Wala fakhar, I'm not boasting, but this is my job I need to do. Like Nabi Isa must come and fight Dajjal, it is my job to stand on that day between Allah, but on the behalf of all of humanity, not just his ummah, all of humanity, I need to go and intercede with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have the grand intercession. Shafa'ah would be for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then throughout Qiyamah, and when we do the stages of Qiyamah, there will be multiple events of intercession. And we're going to talk about all of them now. And then when we get to those moments, it will tie up. So I'm going to mention all the types of intercession on the day of Qiyamah, but they're not all in the same, the sequence isn't now. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his intercessions, number one, he would make intercession on behalf of all of mankind for the events of Qiyamah to start. And then he will make intercession that Allah open the doors of Jannah, because Jannah is closed, it's locked. No one is allowed to enter. So for it to be opened, a special dua needs to be made, and he will be the one that makes that dua for Jannah to be opened. He will also make dua for a group of his ummah. The Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 70,000 are allowed to enter Jannah without hisab. That's the highest of the high. Not even questioned. Allah will say, before we begin the questioning, 70,000 may enter Jannah without even looking at their records. Very, very unique. Of all of mankind. Then the Nabi ﷺ will be allowed to add another 70,000 special group on his own list. And this is, we only know of one person on that list. It's a very famous hadith. Who knows? Sorry? Hadith, not Abu Bakr. We hope Abu Bakr most likely would be there, but someone specific we know on that list. Ukasha. There's a Sahabi Ukasha. When the Nabi ﷺ made this mention, he mentioned there is this event where 70,000 will enter Jannah without any questioning. The Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua to me. And the Nabi said, you're going to get it. And that Sahabi is Ukasha. So this hadith is called the Hadith of Ukasha. Very famous companion. This hadith makes him very famous. SubhanAllah. What a great honor for Sayyidina Ukasha radiallahu anhu. Right. Then the Nabi sallam will also make dua for those who are in Jannah to be elevated to a higher daraja. And he would make dua for people who just miss Jannah and they're going to Jahannam for a period of time. So remember, the believers may go directly to Jannah, but many unfortunately will go to Jahannam because they have some sin they have to atone for. And the Nabi Sallallahu would make dua that their sin be expunged and they go straight to Jannah. In fact, the Nabi says, my primary intercession would be for my ummah who committed major sins. These are the ones that need it the most. MashaAllah, the awliya, the martyrs, yes, alhamdulillah, they can do with a bit of intercession. But the people who were Muslim, but they drank wine, they committed zina, they have a debt to pay to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, major sins. These ones really, really need it. And so the Rabbi says, this is my real, that one, that ticket, that get out of jail free card that Allah had given me, it's going to be for them, for the people of my ummah that committed major sins. And so he says, some people will be taken out of the fire of Jahannam through my intercession. And they will enter Jannah and they will be called the Jahannamis. The people of Jannah are going to be the Jahannamis. These are the people from Jahannam that came in, subhanAllah. But it would not be done in a negative context, but it will just be that they were the people that first went via Jahannam. How do you get the intercession of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? It is not permissible to ask the intercessor to intercede for you. Haram for you to say, oh Jibreel, intercede for me. Haram for you, that's shirk. To ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make intercession for me. Not permissible. You intercede by asking, oh Allah, allow me to be on the list of people that get the intercession. And that is why the Nabi says, when you hear the adhan, this is when you make that dua. When you hear the adhan, you say, Allahumma, oh Allah, Lord of this dua, Lord of the adhan, Rabb hadhi da'wati tama, Lord of the dua, of the adhan, wa salatil qa'ima, and the Lord of the salah, ati Muhammad, give Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wasila and fadila. We mentioned wasila and fadila is the, like the clifton of Jannah, the highest, highest, highest. Give Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that palace. Waba'athu, and give him the maqam al-mahmud. We said what the maqam al-mahmud is on the day of Qiyamah, that intercession. Alladhi wa'atta, that you promised, innaka la tukhliful mu'ad, and you never ever break your promise. And so the Nabi says, whoever makes this dua, and he's a believer, then I'm allowed to intercede on his behalf. Meaning, I want to intercede for you, but I can't intercede unless I get you on the list. Make the dua, and you get on the list. Right. Besides for the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, And in fact, all the Anbiya will be given a chance to intercede for the Ummah. Special people who did special deeds will be allowed to intercede for others. Very famously, yeah, we all know that the Hafidh, and it's a weak hadith, but we all know that the person who's Hafidh al-Quran may intercede for 10 members of his family. He may bring 10 members of his family to Jannah or elevate them. That's why some scholars have said it should be the case that every family has a Hafidh amongst them. The Shaheed, the man who died fi sabilillah, and this is the proper Shaheed, not the, so we said that this is a Shaheed, proper Shaheed who died in fi sabilillah, and others who got the honor of being Shaheed, like the lady who died in childbirth. For the Shaheed who died in death, fi sabilillah, they will get to intercede on behalf of 70 people. So the Shaheed gets 70 people to make Shafa'ah. And the Nabi says the Shafa'ah is for three types of people. The Anbiya and the Shuhada and the Ulama. So be nice to the scholars. The Ulama also get to make some kind of intercede. We don't know how many, but the Ulama will also get a chance to intercede for their community. SubhanAllah. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, SubhanAllah, look at his piety. He says, even though I'm not an alim or I'm a pious person, that's what he says, that I try to be around them and be good to them because I hope that my acquaintance with them will help me on the day of Qiyamah. Because the ulama, some of them will get to intercede for a group, a large number of people. So you hope that I'm kind with them and so they will remember me on the day of Qiyamah. It's tawadu. Another very, very beautiful, beautiful type of intercession would be the children who died before they are mukallaf. So the children who died before they became mukallaf, of course they go completely innocent and they enter Jannah directly, they will be allowed to intercede for their parents. Because their parents had suffered such a great trauma. The Nabi Sallallahu says, he tells the Nabi Sallallahu had a ladies, on Tuesday he had a ladies class. So every Tuesday there was a special time for the ladies. And of course the things that ladies would talk about, children, and so it was very common for ladies to lose their children, you know, either through miscarriage or they would be born, and 20 to 30% of them would die. And so the Nabi says, whoever has lost a child and they bear with it patiently, that child would be their intercessor on the day of Qiyamah. And there's a few beautiful hadith. A man comes to Abu Huraira. A man comes to a Sahabi, Abu Huraira, and he says, "Ya Abu Huraira, I lost two of my sons. Tell me something to make my heart at ease. I'm broken inside. What can you tell me?" So Abu Huraira says to this man, "My brother, your two children, your two boys that died, they are the foals." What's a foal? A baby horse, right? What is it? They are the foals of Jannah. What does it mean? The foal is like the kitten. Everyone there loves them. So where they are now, they are being spoiled. All the people in the barzakh love them, spoil them, are treating them like the best. Right? That's what's happening now. And on the day of Qiyamah, when he grabbed the man, he said, the two of them will grab onto you like I'm grabbing onto you now. And they will not let go until Allah allows them to take you to Jannah. In another beautiful, beautiful hadith, the Nabi ﷺ says on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will look at these children and say, go to Jannah. And these children will refuse. Then Allah will tell the angels, tell them to go to Jannah. And they refuse. So then Allah asks, why are these kids like angry with me? Like the word is, they are furious. They are like, you know, have you seen a child that's like 2-3 years old, like furious? They are at rage. They are red with anger. Not throwing a tantrum. They are angry. So why are they like that? Because they don't want to go without their parents. So then Allah said, then let them take their parents with them to Jannah. SubhanAllah. So that's a great, but SubhanAllah, it comes with a great difficulty. You know, that comes with a great difficulty. Your good deeds will intercede. Very beautifully, we know that the Nabi says specifically, the Quran will intercede. Well, first the fasting, siyam. And they will say, the siyam, your puasa, will come in the form of a person. And that person would say, oh Allah, I am his fasting. I prevented him from his food and his enjoyment during the day. And then the Quran will say, and I was the one that prevented him from his sleep at night. And so your Quran and your fasting will be your intercessors. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at some stage, not at the beginning, towards the end, when a number of people have passed, and I said there's stages in Qiyamah, maybe quickly jump you through. So Allah is going to come, the records, the deeds are going to be given, the deeds will be weighed, then there'll be questioning, then there will be a moment where people are dragged to Jahannam, and then there's the crossing over Jahannam for those who are not going directly. And so these stages all happen until the believers finally cross over the Sirat, meaning the last hurdle is the Sirat. Now they just have Jannah in front of them, and they're going towards Jannah. And as they cross the Sirat, they cross over the bridge, they're in a jama'ah, they're a group, they cross over one by one. And they, like, you know, you think of a running club, you know, they all go over. And then, as they come over and they're happy and they're high-fiving each other and they're hugging, then they realize a few of them didn't make it. And they will come back and question, not question, but they will make intercession with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a beautiful hadith, he says, the people who will be the most argumentative with Allah will be these group of believers that are on their way to Jannah. They passed Qiyamah and they will come back and they will say, Ya Allah, that person there in Jahannam, I vouch for him. I used to fast with him. I know he used to puasa. He recite. He's a Muslim. He's a believer. And they will begin to argue with Allah. Ya Allah, give them a chance. Give them a chance. This is only after you pass the exam, right? Only you guaranteed Jannah. Then you go back. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, okay, oh, this group of people, look into Jahannam. Anybody that you recognize as a believer, take them out. Take them out. Which means that every single person who had any outwardly appearance of Islam eventually will be taken out of Jahannam. Anybody that you could say, that guy is a Muslim man, or that guy, he was a believer, will be taken out. And so many people will be dragged out of Jahannam bits by bits until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, the angels have interceded, and the prophets have interceded, and the believers have interceded. And now what remains in Jahannam is people who did absolutely no good deeds. They have the most minuscule form of iman, no shirk. So Allah will say, now it is the turn of Ar-Rahman, the most merciful, to intercede, to make shafa'ah. And Allah, in a manner which befits His majesty, will place His hand and grab a load of people out of Jahannam and free them and send them to Jannah. Subhanallah, what a great moment. So we'll talk more about the events of Qiyamah. This is Shafa'ah, and we'll talk about the individual moments as we go through the stages. May Allah grant us to meet Allah in a good state. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and grant us to be in the intercession of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Just a quick going to our questions. On which day will Qiyamah be? Of course, it will be on a Friday. It will be on a Friday. And this evening's question, who is not one of the seven who will be under the shade of Allah on the day of Qiyamah? There are seven types of people who will be under the shade. Which one is not of this list? A just imam, a good imam, a youth who grew up worshipping Allah, a man whose heart is attached to the masjid, a person who regularly performs tahajjud salah. So the hadith mentions three of that people, and there's one extra, although inshallah we hope that person is on that list as well, but not specifically. Yasin Francis? Oh, mashallah, Yasin. Hussein Mahmoud. Hussein? Is there no Husseins here? No Husseins. Aisha Dokrat? She here? And oh, mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Inshallah, we continue tomorrow. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sahbihi sallam wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.